Welcome to the end of July, and welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, reminding you that if you have items to share, please send those to kimhburge@gmail.com, and hopefully one day we can share them with everybody else here on The Good Stuff. Kim, do you have?
Well, I've got the Golden Valley Shootout and Wayne Herman Invitational bareback riding. Did you know that's coming up?
I heard about that.
That's right. It's coming to Golden Valley, North Dakota again the weekend of August 12th and 13th. That is actually not very far away. 6 p.m. Central Time each afternoon with the Calcutta at 4. Bull riding Saturday, August 12th. Bareback riding Sunday on the 13th. The Golden Valley Shootout the weekend of August 12th and 13th. In Golden Valley, North Dakota, you won't want to miss it.
That will be a good time. The horse industry is also a vital part of Tri-State Livestock News. The Tri-State Livestock News is a commercial cattleman's publication located in the heart of one of the greatest beef, cow-calf producing regions in the world. But horse and rodeo enthusiasts also turn to them weekly for horse sale results, rodeo news, and upcoming events. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And guess what's coming up Saturday?
I would think it's the Champions Ride.
It is, Home on the Range Champions Ride. It's their 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Range. It's at Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys compete for the title on the world's best bucking horses. Champions Ride, August 5th at Home on the Range. That's Exit 7 on I-94 east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10. Grand entry begins at 12:30 Mountain Time. For more info, contact or go to hotrnd.com, and all proceeds go to Home on the Range to help children living there.
While you're in the Black Hills, be sure to stop at Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, or maybe make a special trip to Spearfish for Yesterday's Antiques. Kim, what are you going to start it off with today?
Actually, I got something from Sally Connors, a lifetime resident of Valentine. She sent us several pieces, so for the next couple of days, I'm going to be featuring some of those. Thank you so much, Sally. Now, she doesn't say who wrote them, but I think you'll be able to tell. We may not ever find the author, but here we go. So the first one that I want to share is, my husband and I went through the McDonald's driveway window, and I gave the cashier a $5 bill. Our total was $4.25, so I also handed her the quarter. She said, you gave me too much money. I said, yes, I know, but this way you just give me back a dollar. She sighed and went to get the manager, who asked me to repeat my request. I did so, and he handed me back the 25 cents and said, we're sorry, but we don't do that kind of thing. The cashier then proceeded to give me back 75 cents in change. Do not confuse the people at McDonald's.
offense to your local McDonald's.
That's right. Exactly. I wonder what he thought they were trying to do, that they don't do that kind of thing.
Maybe he thought it was Bitcoin, which I still don't understand Bitcoin.
Yeah, I don't either. Hey, thank you so much, Sally. And we've got more of her things coming up later in the week.
You know, the other day I ran across a few things about Lutherans. Now, this came from a Lutheran. So, it's okay. It's perfectly all right.
So, you're kind of a little hard on Lutherans lately.
Well, we'll go the other way some other
time. Okay, all right.
So, Lutherans drink coffee as if it were the third sacrament. Some Lutherans still believe that an ELCA bride and an LCMS groom make for a mixed marriage.
Oh, yeah? You don't cross the line.
Lutherans feel guilty for not staying to clean up after their own wedding reception in the fellowship hall.
Yep.
Lutherans are willing to pay up to $1 for a meal at church. Maybe two now.
Yeah, up two.
And Lutherans think that Garrison Keillor stories are totally factual. One more of those.
Okay.
Lutherans still serve Jell-O in the proper liturgical color of the season and think that peas in a tuna salad casserole adds a little too much color.
Well, that's kind of tipping the barrel, isn't it?
We might get to some more of those here on a future program.
We'll have to decide. Hey, did you know ants are social insects and they live in colonies, which may have as many as 500,000 individuals?
That's a big colony.
That's big. That's a lot of friends. And did you know they do not sleep?
Ants don't sleep?
Ants do not sleep.
Never thought about that.
So instead of being busy as a beaver, you should be busy as an ant.
My Aunt Marybelle sleeps.
Does she?
Yeah.
Well, I think I've got a few ants that sleep. I don't think my Aunt Marilyn does.
Oh, maybe not.
Okay.
Well, folks, we appreciate you spending a little bit of your day with us here. Hopefully, we've brightened it a little bit. And you can stay tuned for future editions of The Good Stuff.